Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Tonight's video, we are traveling to the country of Bulgaria, where this guy was playing with his friends online with his PS4. And witnesses something staring back at him through his window one night. Then, we are heading to East Anglia in England, where a group of friends venture off to this abandoned cabin in the middle of the woods and encounter something so horrifying that the police do not believe a single word that they say. And last, we head to the state of Kentucky, where this individual comes across something so horrifying at the quarry that here is his tale for tonight. If you're new to the channel, subscribe, click on that bell, and smash that thumbs up and tell a friend. Now let's get spooky. The White Figure. I would like to start off with some background. My name is Daniel. My parents are divorced. My mom lives in the capital of Bulgaria, and my dad lives in a house about 4 kilometers from the nearest village, surrounded by a big field. Me and my dad live on the second floor, and my grandparents on the first floor. It's important to know that my dad works until 2300. It was a normal weekend. I was staying up late, playing video games at my dad's with some online friends. It was about 10 p.m., playing on a PlayStation 4. I just finished a game of Call of Duty Modern Warfare, and I suddenly had the feeling to look out the left window of my room. I saw a white, long arm slowly going down with some red liquid on it. With me believing in monsters, I was just hoping it wasn't blood. I closed my eyes and opened them again, thinking I was just hallucinating, thinking that it was just because of me being tired. The blood was still there. I told my friends that I would be hopping off as I needed to check up on something. I left the party, shut down the PlayStation, and turned off the TV. I decided to go down, hoping to find my grandparents all well watching TV or sleeping. I found a broken window with a bit of blood on them. I was too scared to go check it out. Then, I heard a blood-curdling scream. I sprinted to the window, realizing that my 8-year-old cousin sleeps in the same room as my grandparents. My uncle leaves him at my grandparents' when he goes for work, as he is scared of sleeping alone. I sprinted towards the window, hoping for the best about my grandparents and my little cousin. I stood frozen in fear to find what was left of my grandparents on the floor and my little cousin's lifeless body laying on his bed as this white figure-ish thing was digging into his stomach. It had small holes all over his body, just like the ones on the moon. Its torso was small, about 2 to 3 feet, but its limbs were about 4 to 5 feet long. It was covered in blood. It immediately heard me. It slowly started turning around as he removed one of my cousin's limbs with ease. Its face had this huge grin. He was smiling with his bloody teeth easily visible, its grin reaching both of his ears. I was frozen in fear, it slowly started coming towards me. I started running to the stairs, opening the door to the second floor, and slammed the door, and I hid in my dad's room immediately. By the time I got to the room, it had already broken through one of the windows. Luckily, my dad keeps his marksman rifle on the top of his wardrobe. He is ex-military. The only problem is that the rounds for it are in the kitchen. Luckily, he always keeps a mag inside the gun in case of some emergency. I am currently hiding in the corner holding the rifle, aiming it at the door. The time is 22:20. If you see this message, please send help immediately. Me and my friends did some weird Easter egg I found on an old video that got taken down about an hour after it was posted. I have a feeling that the whole thing could have happened because of it.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
A small village in East Anglia, my hometown. We lived in quite a big house compared to everyone else's in the small cottages. There was huge woods behind my home consisting of tall redwood trees. The popular boys at my school, Jimmy, Jaden, Jakey, Noah, Joseph, and Teddy. They were all friends with the annoying girls Eva, Emjin, Chloe, Peepa, Nell, and Kitty. Teddy's dad always took him out to the woods, just like how me and my best friend at the time, Sina, would go camping there. The only difference was that we couldn't go past the mushroom circle, because Grandma would always talk about the evil spirits that lurked beyond. After school one time in the summer, Teddy and his friends came up to us, telling us all about the cabin and the weird dog, asking me if they belonged to me. I said no, I had no clue what you were talking about. They looked confused for a second when Sina butted in. We told you yesterday, you weren't allowed to go past the mushroom ring. Which was when they laughed about how weak we were. Okay then, we'll record us going to find the cabin you say you saw. When she said that, I felt like throwing up. I didn't want to get into trouble. And besides, Teddy said it was a big dog. What if we got attacked? After that, we went to my house to pack food, water, spare clothing, and a dagger each. There it was. The mushroom ring. Just one step, and I'm not allowed to go out for a week. And you're coming or are you too scared? Sina said with a smile. That was it. I did. We walked for a bit before deciding to sit down to eat. Once we had finished our sandwiches, we packed up and kept walking. We heard a rustling in the brushes, but brushed it off as a fox or a rabbit. But I'm sure it was a dog Teddy was talking about. After about 10 minutes, we came across a cabin. It was true. Sina knocked on the door, but got no answer. The windows were all boarded up, so we turned around, and then it opened. There was nobody there, somehow.
Then we heard a gunshot. I screamed and jumped behind Sina. A twig snapping and then came running up to us was a Great Dane. Nothing odd about it. Just the fact that a dog was in the middle of the woods with a weird cabin. Sina grabbed my hand and ran so fast I couldn't keep up. The dog started chasing us. I looked behind, and it looked as though it was getting bigger. I tripped, cut my shin, hands, and legs, but we kept going. At this point, the dog was almost as big as a tree. Its eyes glowed red, and I felt the color drain from my face. I started sprinting, as did Sina. It was getting closer. The footsteps were beginning to sound faster and closer. We kept running and running for what felt like hours. No matter what direction we ran in, we weren't getting any closer to the mushroom ring. There it was. The cabin. Had we ran in a huge circle, or had we found another cabin? It was all a mystery. The door was already open, so it must have been the one we had found before, but someone was standing at the doorway with the gun. They noticed what was following us and smiled. "Please help us, that thing is trying to kill us!" Sina shouted.
"I know, and he didn't, so I will,"
he said with a grin. The dog thing turned back to a Great Dane and greeted the person at the door. We both started backing away as he pointed the gun at us.
"You know what? I won't kill you. Yet. I'll start at your feet and then slowly work my way up."
We didn't know what he meant by that. But it couldn't have been good. So we ran. Faster than we've ever ran before. The person from the cabin and the dog were both following us. The dog growled and the person shot their gun. The mushroom ring, sitting right there. Just one step and it'll all be over. I tripped, and I was nearly in the mushroom ring.
"Yes! Yes, Sina, we did it!"
I was so happy. But Sina was nowhere to be seen. The person and the dog were laying down in the distance with their heads down.
"Sina, where are you?"
I screamed so hard my lungs started to hurt. I cried, but I had to go home. I was questioned by the police about what happened, but no one would believe me. Apparently, we were missing for 3 days. Teddy looked concerned. We found the cabin, but lost Sina. It's been about 5 years now. But I still can't stop thinking about what happened to Sina, or whether what we saw was really there. Sometimes, I could hear the dog growling, even though I've moved. Did it follow me? Or am I just crazy? There is a quarry not far from where I live. It isn't a well-known place. The quarry is pretty hidden off from the side of the cycling trail, and it was closed up some time ago, now filled to the top with water. I found the place on Google Maps, thinking it was just a pond hidden from the trail by trees, but it turns out to be a bit of a hidden gem. My friend Anna and I biked to the spot. It was gorgeous. There were towering limestone walls on the far side, with trees atop them, and all kinds of fish were swimming in the turquoise water. It was beautiful on the surface. Anna and I rarely saw anyone else at that quarry, though on occasion people would be fishing or swimming when we arrived. One time, I started a conversation with a guy who claimed some buddies of his hauled a cart of scuba gear down to the quarry and tried to reach the bottom. However, their diving lights were never bright enough, and the pair didn't make it very far down before returning to the surface. He also told me the name of the quarry. After getting home that day, I googled the name he gave me and only found an article and a handful of photos. From what I could gather, the quarry had been closed for over 50 years. Rock gathered from the quarry were used to build wing dams along a nearby river. Things weren't all that interesting until I came across an article that mentioned a man named Brian, who once hauled limestone from the quarry. Brian stated that he had witnessed thousands of leaking, rusting barrels back when he used to work for the quarry. He suspects that these barrels contain chemicals from a nearby uranium processing plant, where radioactive waste management had occurred for decades. I decided to look for these barrels, because I was fairly confident that dumping radioactive waste into the pit, where it could leach into groundwater, was not the proper way to dispose of it. I thought I could be some hero who stopped people from swimming in a contaminated quarry. I don't know. There was no way I was swimming in a quarry lake that possibly contained radioactive waste to find these barrels. So, I shot a text to Anna and sent her the articles I found. Soon, we came up with a plan.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
I purchased a pretty pricey diving light off of Amazon, and after a little ingenuity, I strapped it to my waterproof GoPro. I then gathered my deep-sea fishing pole and tied the GoPro and light to the end of the line. I put my stuff in the car and drove down to the quarry, where I met Anna, who had her kayak strapped into a kayak cart. She wheeled it down to the quarry, and I followed, carrying my gear. When we arrived, she dropped the kayak and pushed it into the shallow water. "You're up," she said. I put my fishing pole into the kayak and tried to get in without touching the dreaded uranium water. I paddled out into the middle of the quarry, turned on the flashlight and GoPro, and dropped it in. The GoPro and flashlight fell for an eternity, and I thought I would run out of line, but eventually, I felt it hit the bottom. I let the kayak drift and lifted the rod every so often to force the GoPro to move slightly across the bottom and keep it from getting stuck on anything. I dropped it in a couple of more places near the middle of the quarry before Anna yelled from shore that she needed to get back home. Something along the lines of a relative of hers coming over that night. I reeled in the GoPro and light, turned them off, and paddled back to shore. We walked back to our cars and parted ways. I told her I would send her the footage when I got home. When I got to my place, I plugged in my GoPro into the laptop and pulled up the footage. I fast-forwarded it until the camera hit the bottom of the quarry. The light seemed to work well enough. I couldn't see far, but it would do. The camera was pointing at something yellowish-white. I couldn't tell what it was until the camera started moving from where I had moved the fishing pole. For some reason, I almost laughed. Hell, I found it hilarious. A skull at the bottom of the quarry, and the GoPro happened to land right beside it. After a few moments, it sank in. A skull, a human skull at the bottom of a quarry. I kept watching to check if it wasn't some rock that looked like a skull or something, maybe some Halloween decoration. But this looked like the real thing. I sat back in my chair and paused the video. I felt like my heart was beating directly between my ears. I forced my hand back to the mouse and continued watching. There were more. As the GoPro slowly skidded across the bottom of the quarry, more bones became visible. A rib cage, another skull that the GoPro bumped into, causing the GoPro and the light to sway side to side, revealing more and more bones. I kept watching. All I could see were the bones scattered at the bottom of the pit. They never ended. Even the second and third recordings when I had dropped the GoPro in at different positions. All I could see were the human bones. I ran to the bathroom and vomited. Then I sat there for a long while, kneeling over the toilet. A text from Anna shook me out of it. "Hey, find those barrels yet?" I got up and sat down at my desk. I stared at the timed-out black screen on my laptop. Bad news. Even with the light, the footage is too dark to make anything out, I replied. "What? That frickin' sucks," she sent. I put my phone down and eyed the laptop. I moved my finger across the mouse pad to wake the screen up and stared at the now still image of bones. I picked up my phone to dial 911, but the image stopped me. Hundreds, maybe thousands of skulls at the bottom of some abandoned quarry that hardly anyone knew of, a place perfect for hiding bodies. Were these the bodies of other people who looked into the quarry's past? I had no idea if Brian was still alive. Was he one of these bodies? I put the phone down. I never called the police. I was too scared to tell anyone about this. Anna would ask me to go back to the quarry every so often to go fishing, or to attach a brighter light to the GoPro to find out what's down there. I know what's down there, and I'm running out of excuses to say no to going there. I have kept the SD card with the footage on it, and I have it hidden somewhere no one will find it. I am terrified day and night that I will wind up in the company of those bones, or worse, Anna will. Recently, I've seen a blacked-out SUV parked in the street near my home. My thoughts are so jumbled I can't remember if my neighbors had owned one at the time. Most nights, I stay up until I pass out from staring out of the blinds at the SUV. I can't even tell if anyone's in it. Maybe I've watched too many horror movies. Maybe I'm just being paranoid. Maybe I should just go to the police. But I'm unsure about all of this. I feel I can't tell my family or friends about any of this. So I'll have to settle with telling a bunch of strangers on the internet who will likely brush this off, or forget they even read or heard this after a few weeks. I only hope to get this off my chest and it'll keep me afloat a little longer, because right now, I feel like I'm sinking, like I'm going to sink down to the bottom of that quarry. I never found any barrels.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl. It's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl. Happy Friday. It's Jen. Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts. Like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.